Good morning, everyone. We are calling the Rules Committee to order for Thursday, February 29th. Happy Leap Day. I will note for the committee record that there is a quorum present. And first order of business is approval of the minutes for Thursday, February 15th, 2024. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
Yes, so moved, Chair.
Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are adopted. Next order of business for the day is the calendar for the day for Monday, March 4th. We are proposing two bills, House File 3437, Representative Cleburne, Michael Gall Memorial Bridge Designation, House File 3489, Representative Frazier, Use of Force Clarification and Training for School Resource Officers. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration designates Monday, March 4th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establishes a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. Discussion to the motion. Representative Robbins.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. So I know we're about to adopt the calendar for the day, and I just wanted to raise the point that I had pre-filed a motion after our meeting in November that wasn't on the last calendar. It's not on the agenda for today, so I'm wondering what else can I do to get my motion considered on the agenda for the committee?
Well, we're on discussion of the calendar for the day. I'd be happy to come to you for discussion on other topics.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Any discussion to the calendar for the day? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The calendar for the day is adopted. Representative Robbins, other business.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to make sure I got recognized. I wasn't sure where to do it, so I apologize. Thank you. So back in November, I brought a motion to discuss the funding of the Senate office building, and the motion was to the state office building. Thank you. And that motion was not taken up because I was told I had not pre-filed it, so it didn't get on the agenda. I did pre-file it for the last Rules Committee meeting, not for this committee meeting, and it still is not appearing on the agenda, so I'm wondering what else needs to be done so we can have this discussion. I think the public deserves a discussion of the $730 million we are spending on the state office building.
Well, Representative Robbins, I appreciate your doggedness. If you'll notice, the construction is underway. The building is ongoing. It cannot be stopped at this point. So we are not going to be adding that to the agenda going forward. I appreciate you pre-filing it. As I mentioned before, the chair does control the agenda, and so we won't be taking up your motion. Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm very discouraged about that because I did try to bring this up in good faith before construction had started, knowing that this would be the outcome, and the public does not understand. I had a constituent in my office this morning who didn't even have an appointment, and they came in, and we were talking about an issue at the University of Minnesota, and they looked at my window and they saw what's going on out there, and they said, why can't you stop this? I said, I've been trying, but it's been really difficult. And so I feel like because we weren't able to talk about it in public in November before it started, and now you're saying, well, now it's too late, the public has had no opportunity to hear even a rationale from this committee or the House as an institution on why we are spending $730 million on one building when the entire projected state bonding bill for the entire state is going to be $830 million. We're spending $730 million on one building. And the only way, I worked with staff, we tried to figure out how to pull this project, and they said the only way to do it was by having a motion to take back the certificate of occupancy. So that's what we tried, and it just never gets brought up. So I just feel like stonewalling the public is not the role of this committee, and I'm very disappointed. So I hope in the future that when we bring motions in good faith, you will consider it.
Representative Robbins, I will note that there were public hearings on the need for the building. Representative Engen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just say, you said it can't be stopped. I'm looking at it every single day out my window, and it's just a pit. It's getting deeper, but we can fill in a pit. This is $730 million. We could literally pay off every single Minnesotan's health care debt five times over for that price. We could give every single teacher in the state of Minnesota a $15,000 raise. So if you're telling us we can't stop it, grab a couple shovels. We'll help out. Let's go fill the thing up.
Representative Damon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You stated, leader, that the project couldn't be stopped. Could you tell me on what authority that you could cite that would feed that it cannot be stopped at this point?
Representative Damon, the project is under construction right now. The bonds are already out. The project is going forward.
And could you just cite that source saying that it cannot be stopped at this point? Because my understanding is that it can.
Representative Damon, I'm happy to send you the laws that were passed that authorized it and the bonds that were let, if you would like those citations.
Sure, that would be great. Again, I fully feel that it would be appropriate to take up the pre-filed motion or the pre-filing from Representative Robbins. If it can't be stopped, then I would think that your majority vote would show us that it couldn't be, rather than not even putting it on the agenda and not letting any public input or committee input be on this absolute waste of money, but on the project that's going on.
Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. When a member of the legislature goes to the trouble to pre-file something, I have to think that just out of respect for the fact that their election certificate looks just like yours, that it's not untoward of us in the minority to ask for the simple courtesy of maybe even being just notified that we're not going to take it up until we come to committee to do that. My first two terms here were in the majority, and we made sure that the voice of the minority was at least listened to instead of just dismissed in absentia, which is what you've done. You didn't address Representative Robbins' request. It was pre-filed, and you actually have to work on it. You have to take it into consideration and give it the due respect that it deserves by a colleague of yours. We aren't on equal footing according to the law. You are the majority. You have more votes than we do. But that doesn't mean that Representative Robbins' voice is any less or more important than yours. But out of respect, which would be novel, out of respect, you should deal with her pre-filed request.
Representative Nash, out of respect for the minority, I'm allowing substantial leeway to have a discussion that's not on our agenda because I want to make sure that your voices are being heard. The agenda of the committee is controlled by the chair. If there are requests from members and the chair has to put them on, then there is no control for the committee, and that is standard. We are on an order of business that is not out before us, but I'm continuing to allow leeway for discussion. Representative Nash.
Well, Mr. Chair, again, it's an easily noticed thing when a member of the legislature submits something to you, the chair of this committee, to be dealt with. And I'm sure that either you or your committee legislative assistant recognize the receipt of Representative Robbins' pre-filed request. So I'm not going to ask for a confirmation of that, but I can tell that it was done properly because Representative Robbins is well noted for that. But she received no communication one way or another. And from a simple courtesy perspective, that would be the proper and correct thing to do. I mean, we're not just a cute houseplant you guys keep around for occasional discourse. We actually are on equal footing, and you should treat us as such.
Representative Nash, the annotated agendas are public before the meeting, so there was public notice. Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do appreciate the leeway you've given for this discussion today. But I would note for the public and for the record that what we had brought forward was an actual motion that would have required votes, so people had to take a public position on whether the state office building renovation should continue. And that is what you have avoided and your colleagues have avoided. So you're allowing us to continue to spend $730 million of taxpayer money on one building, but you won't vote on it to show the public that you actually support it. And that's why the motion was important. And so while I appreciate this discussion, it will never show in the record that the majority is who pushed for this and spent the taxpayers' money this way. And so I hope that someday the minutes of this meeting will reflect that, because the taxpayers, I'm going into from this committee to the higher ed committee, and we're having the bonding hearing for the HEPA request for Minsky and the University of Minnesota. And their full request doesn't equal what we're spending on one building for the entire higher ed system. This is not how we should be prioritizing taxpayer money, and I just beg the majority to find a way to stop it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Robbins. There's no further business before the committee, and we are adjourned.